Hello and welcome to our show. My name is Guido Mantilla, and she is
Dr. Ana Mantilla.
And of course, we're bringing you this show that we want to illustrate for all of you. It's our podcast of functional medicine and holistic remedies. And it's about time that we talk about our food source and how we're becoming the biggest nation that has the sickest people in it. We have to become stronger as Americans, and we're going to teach you how to do it and how we've been practicing medicine for the last 22 years. Doctor, can you explain to them a little bit of what functional medicine is and what kind of source of testing that we do here with DNA testing? We've been able to pinpoint what's wrong with each individual by going to the root cause, and not one pill fits all. That's what we do here in Holistic Rescue. We go on a patient-by-patient care. What's good for you might not be good for another. Doctor, talk to us about functional medicine.
Well, in first place, I want to say thank you for all of you to connect with us. This type of podcast, it's very well known in the last 10 years. And that's because functional medicine, that's, you know, that you just asked me, is one of the main tools for us drugless practitioners that can help us actually, you know, identify the root cause of a lot of illnesses these days. And plus having the access to personalized fitness, wellness, and medicine for each individual through DNA genetic testing. That is something that it really helps us to build a beautiful community of holistic people, we can call, from all types of ages, starting from 21 to 81.
And we see it every day in our office. You know, people come in and they're saying, oh my God, I've been to every doctor, I've been to every specialist, but yet I still have the same problem. Well, because we use DNA testing and we find the root cause. We don't gamble. We don't play with medicine.
Not guessing.
We're not guessing. We're actually going to the root cause, and we're giving your body exactly what your body needs, and you feel the difference, I mean, in a couple of weeks.
Definitely. And the main problem in America, like you know, I know, for more than 20 years, we've been struggling trying to make people understand that if they don't have a healthy eating lifestyle, they will bring on a daily basis, you know, high risk of diseases. And the American food system is often considered the worst than other countries.
And it's like that. I mean, it's proven facts. They're there. I mean, the literature is there. All we have to do is raise awareness so you can actually try to figure it out for yourselves. But as you see, every country gets the same food that we have here with less
chemicals.
It's incredible.
Yes. Why is that?
Why is McDonald's in Russia or McDonald's in China have only 3 ingredients in their French fries, while here in America it has 38, 36 ingredients? Why is that?
Well, that's our main problem. And a high processed food means high calorie dense foods, large portion sizes, excessive use of chemicals and pesticides in production, a strong fast food culture, and a focus on cheap, mass-produced commodity crops, leading to significant health concerns these days.
Yeah.
And that is not something that you go on Google, just in Google and find it. There's many, many data that is actually proving to us that this type of foods in America is really not helping, you know, the people to live longer, because unfortunately we're not even able to get to the age of 65, which is the time of retirement.
I mean, just today they swore in Robert JFK. That's a great thing. I mean, if he really does what we hope that he's going to do, is expose the food source for what it really is, They are poisoning Americans, and it's time to stop this. And it's our own kids that are suffering. Guys, we have to wake up. You're sicker, you feel tired, you feel bloated, you don't go to the bathroom regularly. The food source in America is killing us. And the faster you figure that out, the better it's gonna be for you. The literature is there, but the advertising isn't. We don't study it. We don't care about it. It's amazing. How is it that in America, we don't care that our kids at the age of 5 and 6 are developing diabetes?
It's amazing.
Because they're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Are we just wearing blinders because we want to go to work to have that car or that house that we really can't afford right now, but it's more important to us than our health? We're setting our health to the side because we want to get these new things that are just material junk. Folks, at the end, if you don't feel good when you get out of bed, you're gonna have a terrible day. Why not feel energetic? Let's get the food source that we need. Let's read labels. Right now, they just suspended the red dye. Why do you think is that? Because it's killing us. 82% of Americans have digestive problems.
Yes, unfortunately. I'm talking about that, Guido. Key points about the issues with the American food system. Number one, a large portion of the American diet consists of processed foods with added sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, not the good ones, contributing to obesity and chronic disease. Number two, industrialized agriculture. The dominant farming practices in the U.S. involve large scale of farming with heavy use of chemicals and pesticides, impacting our soil, the health of our soil, and the environmental quality. Let's talk about the animal welfare concerns. For example, factory farms, also known as CAFOs. You can Google what it is.
Yeah, cows don't see the light of day. That's what it's trying to tell you.
Yes.
So the beef, it's just stress. Correct. Why do you think Kobe beef and all that in these other countries is so lean and so good that you can eat it raw?
Because
they massage their cows.
They exercise.
They give their cows beer so they can relax and be in a stress-free life, because when the meat is stressed out, the meat is no good. There has no nutrition in it. It's just junk. You're eating nothing.
That's what they call confined animal feeding operations, okay?
Wow.
Which they get raised in large numbers of animals in cramped conditions with potential welfare issues. Now, let's talk about large portion sizes in American food. American food, every time you go to a drive-thru, they ask you, small, medium, or large, okay? So, American food servings are in readable, available fast food options contribute to unhealthy diets. And normally, it's the same menu with different color and flavor. They do not upgrade the quality of the fast food. The name says for itself, fast food. There's no quality. And unfortunately, we keep getting and we keep doing the same mistake, going back to buy in those places. Limited access to healthy food in America. Why we have that? In certain areas, access to fresh produce and nutritious food can be limited, particularly in low-income communities, because in low-income communities, they depend from the government food, and government food is not healthy.
At all.
I don't care what you say.
At all.
Unfortunately, it's better not depend on the government and try to depend on ourselves, because they are not helping us. They are destroying from the top to the bottom to the top.
And that's why we're kind of happy that Robert's in there. Hopefully, he's going to do the right thing for all Americans. He's going to bring America healthy again, because we need to go back to the old days when we believed in the period, and we were, you know, remember the old saying, we are what we eat. We've lost that kind of philosophy in America. We have to find that true way of living again. I want to see my grandkids. I want to see their grandkids. Why not be able to live to your 80, 90, and maybe even 100? Why have we built a society that can only live from 50 to 60? That's incredible. Because of our food source, people. This is not a joke. We are not here to bring any fiction to the real cause that's going out there. That's why I'm so glad this guy just got sworn in today to make a difference. I know he's going to do his part. Donald Trump is doing his part also. We have to stop the government from killing Americans.
And unfortunately, the rising of visited in the U.S., it's getting worse every 3-5 years. For example, in 2000, we only had 30.5%, but in 2000 was already an alarming number. Imagine 2000, 24 years ago, just 2 decades ago, okay? 2010, it went up to 35.7%.
Wow.
2018, and we were already talking about 6 years, almost 7 years, that we haven't got a real number yet because they lie all the time.
Right.
Well, in 2018, before the pandemic, 42.4, so almost 50% of Americans have obesity. And obesity, let me tell you, it's not that you have 100 pounds over. Obesity can start from just getting too much BMI. Okay?
Right.
Your BMI is important. We don't need nobody to be a skinny model. We're not looking for that. They're not healthy anyway. We're talking about being healthy in the proper way for your genetic, exercise based on your genetic, eat based on your genetics. That way you have no issues with obesity. And selecting fresh food. We lost the touch of cooking fresh food because we don't have the time. Really? Stop getting on social media so much and the internet and start valuing the time with your family and community, because we can do this as a community. We can start cooking as a community.
And the way we do it, we give you the right menus. We try to teach you. We try to raise awareness. And we try to make the kitchen fun. The kitchen has to be a family event.
Yes.
Every night you can try someone else cooking, trying to do a different dish. We give you menus, so it's not like, oh my God, we're not gonna find the right food. When we do your DNA testing, we're catering exactly what's best for you. No one else, for you. So your body is gonna consume, take in that beautiful nutrition, minerals, and vitamins that your body is so longing for, and it's gonna absorb it. Your body is going to feel 100%. It doesn't matter what age group you are. We have to start with listening to our bodies and finding out the truth about our food source here in America. They're poisoning us. It's time to get it out in the open. I'm glad of everything that's going on, that everyone is fighting, that all the chickens have been shooken inside their hen houses, and now they're going to feel the wrath of not doing the right thing in the government for the American public. And it's time for us to have that voice in there and those people really going through files and figuring out where our money is going to, because it sure as hell ain't going to the right places.
It's not going to prevention. So much that we keep having a lot of impact with obesity. That's how everything started in America, with the obesity. And from there, I can tell you what it's active right now. For example, obesity brings the impact on your cardiovascular health. So you will end up with cardiovascular disease. There's higher chances of heart disease and stroke when your BMI is over 30-35%.
Doctor, tell them a little bit what BMI is.
For that, a lot of people know, if you are in the wellness world and try to be healthy, is your body mass index, which we cannot be going over too much fat and body mass index together, because it's all gonna get in trouble for your metabolic system. So in this case, you do have a lot of cardiovascular disease that can end up attacking you. The high risk of type 2 diabetes, the excess of weight can lead to insulin resistance, and that is a big sign that you can see on your body is, look at the color in your neck, look at the color in your elbows and knees, and start thinking about the tingling sensation around your extremities.
Or that, shades of darkness.
Exactly. That means, you know, you are showing already signs of insulin resistance. Certain cancers, like including breast, colon and endometrial cancer can come very easy, especially on females with more than 35% of BMI, and the mental health. Obesity can affect self-esteem and contribute to depression, anxiety. And now, in another overview of immune disorders in the US, that's something that I never heard too much when I graduated as a naturopath 22 years ago. It's amazing how the autoimmune disorders these days is attacking more and more the population, and I know where they're coming from. It's from the leaky gut, which is going to be another show,
right,
that we're gonna, another podcast that we're gonna be talking and teaching you guys about leaky gut. And we're gonna have links under our video and podcast so you can click in there, study, and make decisions for yourself. But the autoimmune disease is something very crazy these days. Autoimmune disease, some conditions where the immune system mistakenly attacks the body tissues. And then we have the immunodeficiencies, when the immune system is underactive, resulting in increased susceptibility to infections. And then we have the hypersensitivities, include allergic reactions. How many of you have allergies? Seasonal allergies. Right. How many of you here in Vegas, for example? Because it's dry, the humidity is low, but really, we should not have so many. It's your gut health that is not helping the immunity of your body, and then things get out of control. But the prevalence of autoimmune diseases these days, it's extreme, it's scary. That's the perfect word. For example, estimated affected population, 23.5 million Americans suffer from one or more of autoimmune diseases. The percentage of the population, this accounts for 7% of the US population. The gender disparity means the autoimmune disease is affecting more women than men these days, okay? And the common autoimmune diseases that you will recognize the names, it's rheumatoid arthritis, with 1.3 million Americans suffering these days. Systematic lupus, approximately 161,000 to 322,000 people are diagnosed with this disease, autoimmune disorder. And then we have type 1 diabetes, that's different from type 2. Over 1.6 million Americans, including 200,000 youth under 20 years of age. These numbers did not exist when I was a child in South America, falling in love with America way of eating, of taking care of their health, the culture, the music. It was a different story. We're talking about 30 years, 40 years ago was a different story. Right. But now we have to deal with it. And thank God, there's a lot of professionals around the country. And we are proudly to say that for 20 years here in Las Vegas, we've been practicing the naturopathic functional medicine. And now we have many tools to not waste the time and tell you in 6 months, in 9 months, your life will be completely different. It's a different story when they tell you, no, you gotta take this medication for the rest of your life.
Right, or the only solution for you is surgery. Let's get our third opinion and fourth opinion before we do anything drastic like surgery.
Correct.
It's been fun today, guys, and this is what we're about.